General Practice New Zealand Chair Shelley Frost has seen a lot of changes in primary care through the years. Mrs. Frost, who's been the nursing director of Pegasus Health for the past 17 years, is also the deputy chair of the Health Quality and Safety Commission. In July, she took on a new role as a part-time quality clinical advisor for the Royal New Zealand College of GPs. This is Reynald Castaneda with the latest installment of the New Zealand Doctor podcast series, Primary Thinking. I began by asking Mrs. Frost what she thought had changed for the better in primary care in the past decade.
Well, I believe there's been significant progress and developments in the last 10 years or so, and probably the most apparent in more recent times has been the focus on clinical integration and taking that whole-of-system approach to healthcare. And we've seen most change in the way the hospital and community-based services work together. And in particular, some really fantastic initiatives where general practice teams have been supported to care for more complex patients with higher acuity in the community. And it prevents, obviously, a hospital admission where appropriate, so that has to be a win for the patient and family and the health system as a whole. We've also seen a swing back to acknowledging the importance of clinical leadership, not in isolation, but partnered with those strong community linkages and community engagement, and supported by expert management, so those hallmarks of really effective, capable primary care networks. A number of those networks have supported ongoing professional development of the workforce, especially the clinical workforce. You know, for me, a further area of progress has been that greater acknowledgement and utilisation of the nursing contribution to primary care. We've seen a degree of blurring of the professional boundaries. We have an increasing number of practice nurses undertaking postgraduate study. We're seeing nurses working in advanced practice roles in the community setting in collaboration with their medical colleagues. And we're beginning to see greater collaboration with the community pharmacy workforce. So that support for the multidisciplinary team has laid down a good platform for further changes as we respond to the particular challenges, especially in the medical workforce going forward. Nursing's doing well. We've got good nursing leadership in the networks, and but there's always more to be done. I'm a great advocate for teamwork. I don't think any particular profession should be focused on more than others. GPNZ definitely has a focus on team rather than any individual professional. Probably of most significance is the growing acknowledgement of the importance of that place of primary care in the system. Within GPNZ and many of our member networks, we refer to the person-centred healthcare home and consider that for most people, that enduring single point of continuity and connection with the health system will be a general practice team. Not for everyone, but for most people. We've also seen real improvements in data analysis and intelligence to assist general practice to take that role, to understand their enrolled population and provide the best care that they can. And also that data informs the system on how best to allocate finite resources most appropriately. Probably finally, pleasingly, just as there's been a coming together of the various professional craft groups in the various parts of the system, so too we've seen a coming together of the various national organisations representing general practice and primary care through fora such as the GPLF, General Practice Leaders Forum, the National Network CEOs meetings, and various individuals sitting on the boards and leadership teams of more than one of these organisations. We're seeing a real cross-pollination of perspective and a real commonality of purpose emerging, which I don't think we've evidenced to the same degree in the past.
What urgently needs to change, and how do you think this can change?
Okay. Look, I think the first part of that question is much easier to answer than the second. Mm-hmm. It's easy, obviously, to say what needs to change, but coming up with the solutions is much harder. I'm sure that those with bigger brains than I would have cracked it by now. But I do believe New Zealand needs to take a far more targeted approach to supporting care for those with the greatest health needs. the very low-cost access formula really needs a complete overhaul rather than a tweaking about the edges, and an approach that really takes complexity of the health need into account, in addition to that, the inequity perpetuated by ethnicity and socioeconomic status. And this might in fact lead to a need of a complete review of the way primary care is funded to ensure we're actually getting the most value from our resources. We're also going to need to ensure that we're achieving the best value from another limited resource, and that's our primary care workforce. And I talked earlier of the gains that had been made in the multidisciplinary team working, which have been significant, but we're going to need to see further changes in the way that care is delivered to ensure that a sustainable model, really. Further integration across the system, both horizontal and vertical. We're going to need new ways of working together that retain and nurture that special essence of general practice care, yet enable a more person and family-centred model. How do we do that? look, I think the networks and the developing alliances will have a big role to play in supporting these new models, and strong leadership, including the voice of the healthcare consumer, are going to be required. We're seeing pockets of change and improvement in various regions, but that's not consistent. And to achieve that, we might need the odd policy prod from the centre to move us along in the same direction, I think.
What do you think about this government's approach to primary care?
Yeah, well, it's clear too early in the term to have anything tangible to comment upon, but in its last two terms, I think primary care did quite well in terms of allocation of resources and focus of attention. Going forward, Minister Coleman has a health background and significant knowledge and understanding of general practice, which I'm sure will assist in his leadership and stewardship of a pretty complex portfolio. At this stage, I'm not aware of any significant departure from the direction set by past Minister Tony Ryle. Clinical leadership was supported under Minister Ryle, and I'd clearly like to see that maintained alongside meaningful community input. There does seem to be clear, continued support for the importance of as much care that is clinically appropriate being delivered in the community, so leaving the hospitals for those who really need that higher level of care. So going forward, it will remain important to support the continued building of that capability and capacity in primary care to be able to deliver what is actually required. If I were to comment on one thing in the past that's rattled a number of of the networks, it would be the approach to some of the national health targets. But that was more of a distraction, which did have an opportunity cost, I'm sure, as attention was diverted from other initiatives to achieving specific targets. But hopefully going forward, focus can be directed to achieving the new IPIF, the Integrated Performance and Incentive Framework, and some of the innovations that are incubating out there in the alliances and the networks and teams.
So what are the three things that you'd like to see the new health minister tackle?
Well, certainly the equity issue and targeting of the resources should be up there, I think, on his top priorities. Otherwise, we're going to see that perpetuation of that growing gap in health outcome and status, and an inability of the current workforce really to adequately meet the needs of all New Zealanders. Complementary to this, I think a focus on the integration of health and social care and a whole-of-government approach to some of the wider determinants of health. And so building on the social sector trials that have started and supporting a more holistic approach going forward. And finally, it might well be time that the PHO infrastructure is actually reviewed. With the development and maturation of the alliances is that decision point around the development and resourcing of services. It might be now appropriate to re-examine the role of PHOs, really, and extend their mandate to perhaps include that more explicit role around facilitation of integrated care, which I think is the key way to move forward.
What exactly about the PHOs would you like to see reviewed?
I think the whole infrastructure and the role of the PHO, that was put in place over a decade ago now. And the PHOs themselves are changing, so maybe we need to just re-examine what they need to look like going forward and some of their key functions and how they contribute to the alliancing framework, which is now starting to gain momentum and achieve some results.